a person gets down and sitting in the back part of the leg out in the field, for instance, checking a crop, say he's down or...
He's stooping.
Okay. Would you use it? Do you ever use the word hunches or honker?
Yeah, he's...
Which one?
He's down is... I never did use it. I believe it's the... They use their hunches, down their hunches.
Okay. If a person looks very white and kind of sickly, you might say the person looks awfully...
Pale.
All right, you might say pale. Anything else you might use? Would you ever use something like peaked or puny or...
Well, sometimes, a lot of times, well, they'll use the word peaked.
And a person can lift a great weight. You'd say he's really...
Strong.
And what does the word stout mean?
Well, stout can mean the same as strong, but more I think of a stout person as one that's heavy built.
Okay. And if a person's very easy to get along with, you say he's a very... What kind of person?
I'd say he was congenial.
Okay. And if teenagers always falling over everything, you'd say he's awfully...
Clumsy.
All right. And something might be said about a person who seems to just do everything wrong. You might say, oh, that. If you were to put in something after that, you'd say, oh, that.
I don't know, huh?
Just, well, it could be anything like doughhead, dunderhead, fool, or foolhead, leatherhead.
Well, we call... Sometimes we refer to them in our household as knucklehead.
Okay. All right. A person who is who doesn't... it's pretty hard to separate from his money. You'd say he's a...
He's stingy.
All right. And one who... how about someone who gets the most out of other people? Would you have a...
I'm trying to think of the word that we call them. He's cheap or...
Would you ever use the word tight?
Well, that refers to the same thing, stingy.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Right.
Tight as bark on a tree.
Okay. How about the word common? Is common ever used in a complimentary sense? If you're talking about people being common, what would that mean?
Well, a common person would be not uncomplimentary, nor complimentary. I mean, he's just an ordinary.
Ordinary. But do you ever use the sense common to mean in an uncomplimentary sense?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. And if someone like Mr. gets around a lot, you'd say he's really, for his age, he's really...
I'd say active.
Okay. And if something makes you a little nervous, say, I feel a little what about that?
Jittery.
Right,
well, gibberish.
Makes you, might say uncomfortable, but another word you might use.
Uneasy.
Yeah. And a little child wants a light at night because he's what of the dark.
He's afraid.
All right. And you might say to him, well, why? You didn't be afraid of the dark.
You need not.
Yeah, well, you're telling him that, see, I didn't know you were afraid of the dark. I knew you what to be afraid of the dark.
You shouldn't. Oh, you used to be not.
Yeah, you used to be afraid of the dark. And then that's right. And the other would be not so, you'd say.
You didn't used to be afraid.
Okay. Like and if a person doesn't watch out what he's doing, you say he's an awful what kind of a, I'll say a driver, you say.
Careless.
All right. And if something's very strange, you might say that's awfully...
Odd.
All right. Another word similar to that. It starts with a Q.
Queer.
Yeah. Now, does that have any special connotation?
Well, odd. It would mean odd or... just not right.
Okay.